here at the 2015 World Pork Expo, and Ken Mashoff is standing here with me, and he is Vice President of the National Pork Producers Council, the current Vice President. So first of all, Ken, tell me a little bit about your background in the poultry and swine industry.
Yeah, as you mentioned, swine industry has been where I grew up. My great-grandparents settled on a farm where we're at today, and my brother and I began in the operation early in life with buying a few gilts from my grandparents, and subsequently have grown the business considerably over time. And so the Mashoffs would be one of the larger, probably the largest family-owned pork operation in the nation today.
Well, and as we you've grown it, you also have expanded on the poultry side. Hit on that.
Correct. We took the same idea that we've had on the pork side, which is working with individual family farmers. So as we've grown the business, the way we've been able to do that is we've got 460 independent pork producers that work with us on the pork side. And on the poultry side, we found a company in the upper Midwest. It's called GNP, known as Golden Plump Just Bear Chicken. And they produce the majority of the chickens, virtually all of the broilers in the upper Midwest. And they're based in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And they had a similar model, older family-owned business. And they had 360 grower or production partners.
Well, let's kind of briefly talk on trade. It's a very hot topic when it comes to the entire ag industry, but specifically, of course, to swine when it comes to the potential trade elements in TPA and if, you know, Congress is going to grant that promotion authority.
Yeah, and it is a very, very hot topic. In fact, at lunch today, I actually sat with Ambassador Darcy Vetter was here and spoke to the group of pork producers, and we were able to talk to her directly about the latest. But we certainly know that TPA, which stands for Trade Promotion Authority, some of your listeners may remember Fast Track from years ago, same thing, is granting the administration and their negotiators the ability to go into a trade agreement and negotiate the best deal they possibly can, because the countries, in this case, we are looking at TPP, which some people confuse the two. TPP is Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's going to involve 12 countries, including our three largest trading partners, as well as the United States. And that deal won't come together unless we have TPA, which is Trade Promotion Authority.
Tell me about how both of these trade issues affect the pork industry.
Well, number one, the pork industry, we are exporting 27% of our pork today. Exports are tremendously important to us. They represent $6.6 billion annually. And you know, it creates about 110,000 jobs in the sector, just pork imports or pork exports. And so as we think about the importance of trade, it's obviously vital. It adds about $62, roughly, a little over $62 a head to our sales of pork. So if you took those exports away, it would be significant. So anything we can do certainly would enhance the value.
Let's switch gears slightly and talk about country of origin labeling COOL. Where do you guys stand on that, and how does that impact, in the most recent ruling, how does that impact the pork industry?
Well, the most recent ruling by the World Trade Organization, WTO, came down much. Nobody was super surprised about this, but they ruled against the United States in saying that the labeling of meat products, meat, beef, pork, and poultry in particular, is in violation of our trade agreements. Thus, that is authorization about 60 days from now, give or take, for Canada and Mexico to have the authority to retaliate, which basically means they can put tariffs on, which they've announced that they will. We know that they will. These will accumulate into the billions of dollars worth of tariffs annually. It was announced this morning that beef and pork, along with wine and some other things, would certainly be on that list. That obviously affects our products in a negative manner. Congress has the ability to repeal COOL. The Senate has actually, it's going to be a battle, but as we look out at Congress, Our focus today is on the House, and on the House side, we're looking at that.
Well, let's continue on that topic, and kind of you talked about, you know, it's in the hands of Congress, and they have the opportunity to repeal or to, and there's other options out there, ignore it completely, maybe do a North American labeling policy. Where do you guys think that the next step's going to be in the answer to this?
Yeah, the problem with the fixes, other than repeal, quite honestly, are that, you know, we've run out of time. Retaliation is going to happen. If we go into trying to do some kind of crazy fix, probably, number one, it's probably not going to work. Number two, there's going to be all kinds of groups that have their own ideas of how to do it. The Canadians and Mexicans have made it very clear that only full repeal will satisfy them at this point. And in the House, we are hopeful that we will get a favorable vote there. We're not as sure about the Senate, and so that would come later.
Switch gears a little bit, but let's talk from the policy side to the market side. Looking into the wrapping up 2015 and into 2016, where do we see the pork industry going numbers-wise?
Yeah, and I don't know. There's others that can speak better, I'm sure, to what expansion is going on out there. I certainly see some on our end. Productivity has been generally good. Certain operations have had some PERS breaks. There's been a limited amount of PEDV in the industry, as you know. We yet have to see if there's going to be any implications from the avian flu side that may affect pork, possibly in a positive way, if that would come about. We're certainly not hoping for that, because we have eggs in both baskets. So there's others much smarter than I that can address that, but we know that 2016, this year is going to be, you know, not the greatest of years, but producers are going to do decent. And we know 2016 can be a struggle if we get more supply and we don't get these exports and domestic demand up a little bit.
Well, thank you, Ken. Once again, talking with the Vice President for the National Pork Producers Council, Ken Mashoff, here at the 2015 World Pork Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.